All right. Nothing says Christmas Eve at Disneyland quite like a bag of goodies. Oh, I've got a dozen peppermint beignets here that aren't going to eat themselves.
Thanks so much, Mike Mulligan. These will pair perfectly with this piping hot, rich, and creamy cocoa.
Oh, you said it, Annie Ridget. Oh, da lolly, that is delicious. And might I add, it's great to have you back with us, Annie. Don't you think so too, Alex Stewart?
I'll say, you know, it's even better when you sip the cocoa through a cinnamony churro.
Oh, not that, Al. Isn't it great to have Annie back from maternity leave?
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah, I gotta admit that our lives have had an Annie-shaped hole in them, and it's great to have you back where you belong, here at Disneyland with us.
But we can't stay at the park for long. We have that BSOW family feast at Goofy's Kitchen with all our family members in just a little bit.
Oh, you're right. We better get going. The walk from here in New Orleans Square to Goofy's Kitchen isn't a short one.
Hey, before we go, guys, I want to tell you something.
What is it, Annie?
Well...
Wait a minute. Al, what's going on with your hair?
Mike, don't interrupt Annie. She was about to make an announcement of some sort.
No, actually, he's right. Your hair, it's getting super white, super fast.
I knew it. The churros, they're finally catching up to him, causing rapid aging degeneration. Al, I warned you this would happen. Cinnamon and sugar all the time.
I played with doughy fire, and I must deal with the burn. It was nice while it lasted, my friends.
No, Al, your hair is getting whiter, but it's not from the churros. It's from...
snow! Oh, my favorite part of the Disney holiday overlay. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. Oh, gosh, this is so perfect.
Hey, it is snow, but isn't that kind of odd? I mean, the Main Street snow ceremony happened like 2 hours ago.
Well, maybe they do it twice in honor of Christmas Eve.
But over here in New Orleans Square?
Well, guys, I mean, never question the Disney magic. I mean, wait, watch me catch the foam on my tongue. Ooh! Oh!
What is it, Mike?
Ooh, that soap foam froze to my tongue.
Ooh, talk about realism.
Guys, I hate to say it, but that's not snow. That's actually snow.
Oh, what are you talking about, Freddy? It never snows in Southern California.
Oh, but it does. In fact, it is known to blizzard here once every 92 years, and when it hits hard and fast. You see, me family is a seafaring bunch, and they speak of the season that comes round every fourscore and 12 years when the salty mistress's wave peaks, becoming ferociously covered in ice and foam, and then crash into 1,000 snowy crystal shards upon the shores of San Clemente. 'Tis a sight to behold, me buckos.
Oh, no, not again. Guys, Freddy's lilting back into his Irish pirate persona. He only does this when the barometric pressure has a sudden drop.
And a drop that severe indicates one thing.
A spontaneous California blizzard!
Whoa, where did this come from? There's so much snow I can't even see the beignet in front of my face.
Be ye scared, young Mulligan. Ye ain't seen nothing till you've looked down the frost-addled cutlass of old Captain Jack Frost, eh?
Oh no, he's only getting worse.
And so is this blizzard.
Hey, I got an idea. Quick, follow me this way.
Where are we headed, Al?
Tiana's Palace. It's straight ahead. It's bound to be warm and full of gumbo.
Oh, great idea! But we can't spoil our appetites, okay?
Oh, it's just gonna get me primed for the real deal, Am.
Looks a little dark in there to me, pal.
No, it's probably just because the snow's covering the cheerful lighting. Quick, everybody, get inside.
Whew. Man, I have never seen 6 inches of snow fall that quickly.
Sheesh. I mean, I love a white Christmas at Disneyland, but with fake snow. The real stuff is ridiculous.
Well, at least it gives us a chance to try out Tiana's palace while the storm blows over.
Ooh, a sad lot of foolish mortals we be.
Oh, don't worry, Freddy. It's just a little storm. A heaping helping of gumbo's all you need to warm your belly and snap you out of that little pirate speak in no time. Now, where's the host? Oh, over there. Hey, excuse me.
Welcome.
Hiya. Richard, is it? Yes, table for four, please.
Certainly. We've been expecting you. Right this way.
Ooh, they must know us from the show.
Gotta love that sweet star status at Disneyland.
You know, guys, I've heard the food here is incredible. And who knows, this may be our Christmas dinner, which I won't be complaining about. I do have to say, though, they really could stand a run of duster over this place. Jeez Louise.
And what's the deal with the lighting? I can appreciate ambiance, but this is just plain dark.
Gosh, you know, they must have just run out of budget when making this place. Hey, look at, they even reused wallpaper from the Haunted Mansion. Guys...
Warned ye, did I?
Al, I thought you said we were headed to Tiana's palace.
I thought we were. Guys, all the doors look the same in a blizzard.
Yeah, but of all the doors, you had to pick the worst one?
Oh, I have a bad feeling about this.
Okay, let's just try to have an open mind, guys. You never know. Maybe this could be a good thing.
Mr. Charles has been expecting you. In fact, he's prepared four additional settings at the banquet table just for you. And here we are. Introducing our newest guests!
Oh, hey, thanks for the warm introduction, Richard.
we'll find our seats from here.
As you wish.
Keep a weather eye, me hearties. You never know what devilry may play upon your sorry souls in the walls of this cursed house.
I'm with Freddy on this one, you guys. I think we need to make a quick dash toward the nearest exit.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more, Annie.
Not a bad idea, guys.
Our esteemed guests. Glad to see you made it out of the bitter cold and into our icy yet welcoming embrace here at the manor.
Thanks?
What a strange turn in the weather, my compatriots. A strange turn indeed. Oh, where are my manners? I'm Mr. Charles Bygone, one of the 999 happy haunts here within the walls of Mr. Gracie's manor.
Hi, Mr. Bygone. I'm Alex Stu.
Oh, please. No need to introduce yourselves. We know exactly who you are. In fact, many of us have been absolutely dying to make your acquaintance. I love to say that.
Dying?
Excuse me for the crude turn of phrase, friends. Please, do make yourselves at home. Our main course will be served in about... well, right now. Please take your seats, will you?
Strange epiphanies I be feeling deep in me sinews and bones, me fine friends.
Yeah, I don't love the idea of an afterlife dining experience either, Freddy, but, I mean, what choice do we have?
Good tidings to all this fine Christmas Eve. We gather together to celebrate holiday feasts from our corporeal days as well as the arrival of our newest guests of the manor. I pray you will all make them feel quite at home amongst you, and now, without any further ado, enjoy the Christmas feast set before you.
Wow, guys, look at this spread.
I gotta say, a guy could get used to Christmas feasts like this.
Fear and foreboding is all I see spread out before me upon this cursed plank of a supper table. Fear and foreboding.
Okay, here, Freddy. Have a sip of this mulled cider. I got a feeling it's gonna be the fix to that sailor tongue you've been afflicted with.
Now listen here, you scurvy landlubber. I will do nothing of the...
Hey, what'd you do that for? Who knows where that cider came from, Al? Hey, my voice, my diction, my words. I'm back.
I had a feeling that mixture of holiday cheer and ancient spices would cure you in no time, pal. That or it would turn you into a ghost version of yourself, doomed to walk the halls of the Disneyland admin building for all eternity.
Seriously, Al, I feel like Mr. T on the A-Team.
Hey, I pity the fool who didn't take the risk. And also, there's no way that whole pirate bit thing would hold itself throughout the entire episode.
Well, whatever happened, I'm glad it worked out and that your voice is, well, mostly back, Freddy.
I must say, we are all quite glad you could join us. Much sooner than we had anticipated.
Yes, we've been dying for you to join us.
That phrase again.
I must know, dearie. Have you chosen your room yet?
A room?
Just please have a little decorum. They've only just gotten here. Now is not the time to get their after living quarters ready. Excuse me, Dweezil, please pass the parsnips.
Here you are, my dear Rosemary. I must say, she is correct. Choosing a room you will be spending all eternity in is, well, not a simple task.
All eternity?
Why, yes, dear. What do you think this is? A weekend at a Disney vacation club?
I don't know what this is.
Well, I thought we were just coming in out of the cold.
Yes, out of the cold and into an eternity of fun and fancy-free as the final haunts of the Haunted Mansion.
Yes, for so long we've been feeling the emptiness of being just short of that round number of 1,000 happy haunts. Oh, but now that you're all here, that void is filled.
Oh, I'm sorry, Chester, but that math just doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I know where you're headed with this, Al. The Haunted Mansion has 999 happy haunts. If we were, in fact, to stick around, we'd throw you over that round number.
Yeah, he's right. I mean, you know, what a bummer that we can't fix that 1,000 happy haunt thing. I guess we should get going, guys.
Oh, nonsense. The Donners just moved to a dilapidated villa just south of Sarasota. So that leaves us at exactly 996 happy haunts currently.
Which makes you a for our perfect number.
Isn't that delightful? You'll so love spending your eternal days here, my dear Andrea. The summers are simply to die for.
To die for? Oh, gosh. If you'll excuse me, I just realized that I can't eat my Christmas pudding without powdering my nose.
By all means, dear. Don't be long. They're about to serve the candied yams.
Hey, I have to powder my nose, too.
Yes, and my, wig could use some of that powder, too.
Yeah, powder. Wait up, guys.
Annie, slow down.
I can't slow down, Al. I've got to get out of here. I can't spend all eternity in this place.
Yeah, I have an audition next week for the lead in Oliver. I mean, there's no way they'll postpone it until the end of eternity.
I agree, guys. As much as I love the Haunted Mansion, I don't really want to be a permanent part of it.
Well then, what do we do? What do we do? How do we get out of here?
Well, I just bought us some time with the whole powdering my nose bit, but I don't even know where the bathroom is in this place. It's like a labyrinth.
Oh, hey, how about this door? Okay, maybe it's a different door.
How about this one? Maybe this one.
You're joking. I can't believe my ears.
Or not.
Guys, it could take all night to find the bathroom like this at this rate. And even when we do, it's not like it's going to help us get us out of here. If only we had a way to get out of here unnoticed.
Yeah, like a secret passageway or something.
Talk about a needle in a haystack. I mean, what do you expect it to say? Open sesame and have that bookshelf slide open? What just happened?
That bookshelf slid to the side and revealed a secret passageway when you said open sesame. Great work, Mike.
I meant to do that.
Come on, guys. Let's see if this passage leads us out of here.
We've been walking through these walls for hours, and we still haven't found an exit from the secret passageway.
Oh, yeah. We're doomed.
Seriously? Who makes a home with no windows or no doors? What a chilling challenge this has been to find a way out.
Wait a minute. Guys, look.
What is it, Freddy?
It's a crack in the wall.
And it appears that there's candlelight trickling through the crack.
Ooh, what are we waiting for? Let's crawl through.
Oh man, for Christmas this year, I hope that Santa brings me an ab roller. This is a tight squeeze.
Oh gosh, I'm gonna have to lay off the eggnog.
Not much further. Here we are, and we're out.
Oh man.
Hey, they're strangers.
From the outside.
Don't mind them. It's been some time since we've seen new faces around these parts. Welcome to the attic, my friends. My name is Elijah J. Current, but tonight I may as well be known as the Ghost of Christmas Presents, as I am the official ghost of the mansion's White Elephant Gift Exchange.
White Elephant?
Gift Exchange?
Hey, they don't have any presents.
I bet everybody gotta have a present for the gift exchange.
They're right. We don't have any gifts. Guess we better get going. Happy holidays, everybody.
Not to worry, my friends. At this celebration, everyone has a present.
Whoa, Al, look.
The present just appeared in my hands.
Oh, Al, why didn't you tell us to bring a present to the party? I mean, now I feel like such a cad.
Mike, look in your own hands.
Whoa! A present? Well, where did that come from?
And now that everyone has a gift, let the exchange begin! Why don't we let one of our new guests start the festivities? Alex, why don't you go first?
Wait, how do you know my name?
I know the names of all of our tenants, past, present, and future. Go ahead. Choose one of the many gifts found underneath the tree.
Let's see, how about this one? Oh, it's a bell.
A gift that keeps on giving.
Sure is. My teacher once said, every time a bell rings, a ghost gets chicken wings.
Oh, I did. I'm that ghost.
Wonderful! Now, who's next? Freddy, you look eager for a turn.
Do I?
Why, yes you do. Why don't you go next? Choose any gift under the tree.
How about this one? It's a pillow.
That's from me. I brought that one.
That's a Poltapillow 5000. Are you gonna love that pillow?
Yeah, it's gonna make your bed here so much more chilling.
I don't know what to say.
He's speechless. He loves it.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Now, who's next?
Me. I choose this one. Oh, I hope it's chicken wings, too. Oh, man, I'm so hungry. It's a box.
Not just any box. Wind it up.
Oh. Woo, boy! It's It's a jumping jack in the box. Oh, it's one of my favorites. Oh, when I was a little.
Oh, lucky.
Well, hey, it's jumping away from you there.
Yeah, jump to the back of the attic.
Nope. Well, I guess we better go get it, guys. All together.
Oh, yeah. Don't wait for us. It could be a while before we find that little rascal.
You heard her. She said don't wait up. My turn.
Great job getting us out of there with that jumping jack thing, Mike.
What are you talking about? I mean, I thought we were actually looking for the toy. It's super cool.
Bah, never mind the toy. We gotta get out of here.
But how? We're trapped up here in the attic.
Yeah, trapped like rats.
Did you say trapped like rats?
Who was that?
Yeah, who said that?
It came from that really dark, dark corner over there.
Are those a pair of floating, glowing eyes?
Oh no, I think I know those eyes.
I think I do too, Freddy. This is not good.
Looking a little lost back here in the musty reaches of the creaky old attic, I'd say.
Oh, we're just looking for my friend's lost toy.
Yes. Seems around this time of season, everyone is losing their head.
Toy. not head. Toy.
Hey, buddy, why don't you step into the light so we can see you a little better?
I find the confines of my dark corner keep me much more comfortable than those of the holly and the jolly of the candlelit areas. The mansion is dreadfully cheery this time of year. I simply loathe it.
Wait, who are you?
My name is of little consequence to you all. What truly matters is that I happen to overhear that you're looking for a way out. And I also just so happen to know one.
You do? Where is it?
Yeah, how do we get out of this house of festive horrors?
Look behind that stack of presents over there and you'll find your saving grace.
Oh, guys, he's right. There's a window right behind these boxes, but...
But what, Al?
But it leads to what looks to be about a 3-story drop to the ground.
4 stories, actually.
What do you expect us to do? Jump?
Some around here, including the owner of this fine mansion, find that to be the only way out.
Oh, no you don't, buddy. I see right through you. Even if I can't see you. Guys, he wants us to jump out that window to our doom.
So we'll be forever a part of the mansion's guest list.
Oh, that's awful.
Clever, but off.
I see it looks like you all may need a little more convincing. One small step is all it takes. One small leap to freedom.
Not a chance, pal. We've got way too much to live for.
Yeah, I've got an audition to get to.
And I've got kids at home to get to.
And I've got churros to get to. And kids also.
Well, if you aren't going to go willingly, it looks as though I may have to use some force.
He's emerging from the shadows.
It's
the Hatbox Ghost!
Season's greetings. And now, out the window, you go!
Oh, I hurt all over.
Oh, my hurt even hurts.
Guys, are we?
I don't think so, Mike. What old Hattie up there didn't anticipate is it looks as though a few of the ghosts built some snowmen below the window.
The poor souls broke our fall and gave their frigid little lives in the process.
Rest in peace, Frosty and crew.
But the good news is we're still alive.
Oh, and we're outside of the house.
But we're not out of the woods yet, gang. We still have to make it beyond the fence.
No, but the only way to do that is to...
pass through the graveyard.
And judging by the looks of it, this is no ordinary graveyard.
No, great. Of course they're hosting a snowy, ghostly garden party tonight.
I don't know. This is actually the best situation we can find ourselves in.
How do you figure?
It's easy. We just blend in, mingle a bit, wind our way casually through the party, and then, boom, we're at the exit.
I don't know, Freddy.
Trust me. Now, follow my lead.
Good evening, sirs and madam. Care for an hors d'oeuvre?
Don't mind if I do, my good man.
Don't mind if I do, my good man.
Don't mind if I do.
Guys.
Sure thing.
Thanks. Now we mingle.
I gotta say, these guys know how to throw a swing and wake.
I'll say, I never expected there to be an entire tomb filled with fruitcake like that.
And the singing statues are in rare form with their harmonies. And oh, come all ye faithful. Mm.
Guys, don't let the mirth and happiness blind you. We're on a mission.
Now, where exactly will we find our...
Annie!
I'm all right, guys. I just fell into a big hole.
That's no ordinary hole, Annie.
Yeah, I don't mean to make you panic, but you may have just fallen into an open grave.
An open grave?
Oh, and not just any open grave. Look at the tombstone, guys.
Here lies poor old Anne. Life cut short by a flaming flan?
What does it say, guys? It's hard to hear you from this grave.
No, nothing. Nothing at all. Guys, we gotta get her out of here.
Yeah, let's get her out of here. Look, come on.
Wait a second. Look, next to this open grave is three more.
And each one has one of our own names on it.
Oh, okay, Annie, here, take my hand. On the count of three, we're going to lift you out. Ready? One, two, three.
Oh, God. Thanks, Al. That was single-handedly the most creepy thing that's ever happened to me.
But on the bright side, I nailed your measurements.
Wait, who are you?
The name is Dr. Ian Matthias Pending. In fact, I'm the ghost in charge of your upcoming party as the newest mansion members.
Now hold on a minute.
Oh, don't worry about a thing. In fact, just enjoy this holiday garden party and everything else will take care of itself.
No, look, Mr. Pending.
Doctor.
Dr. Pending, we actually don't have any desire to become part of the permanent mansion's guest list.
Oh, I'm sorry. But you really don't have a say in that. Here, I'll let my business card do the talking.
Okay, Dr. I am Pending, Spectre of Futural Events and Happenings, rated 5 stars by J. Marley S. Scrooge and thousands of other happy haunts.
Wait, are you telling me you're the ghost of Christmas yet to come?
We have a winner!
Did you dig these graves?
A bingo again!
And did you write our names and those messages on our headstones?
I do so love a good rhyme and a delicious treat. Look, here comes Merryweather now with the dessert cart. Each of you, take what you please. Tonight is a celebration.
Is that flan I see? Ooh. Flan is my weakness.
Annie, no!
Wait, Dr. Pending, if you're the ghost of Christmas future, does that mean our future is set in stone? Are we destined to live in the mansion?
I'm afraid it looks that way.
Well, I thought we had a chance still. A chance for that big audition.
And to hug my kids.
To eat a churro with my kids.
Sadly, time is fleeting, and the end is nigh.
Not if I have anything to say about it.
Oh, my dear Mr. Martin, I'm afraid it is too late. Your fate is sealed.
Not according to Dickens, it isn't.
Dickens?
Yeah, Charles Dickens.
What a wordy, talentless
a hack who had you figured out. Guys, the ghost of Christmas yet to come has no way to predict the future. He can only point to what may happen.
Well, yes, but I do have a pretty good track record at this point.
There's nothing that says we are fated to live here in this mansion forever.
Oh, I do wish you'd join us peacefully. It's always the best way.
Not a chance. Come on, guys. Let's go.
You dare to try to change your future?
No one escapes the grasp of the ghost of Christmas yet to come.
Oh, what are we gonna do, guys?
Annie, quick, throw me that flan.
Here.
Sure wish we could stay for the New Year's party, Dr. Pending, but we've gotta go. Ugh.
Oh, my papier-mâché angels, they're ablaze. Oh, now they've got the draperies. Oh, and my paper moon collection.
Guys, run!
Oh, what do we do?
Look, over there.
Is that?
It is, a horse-drawn doom buggy. Jump on, everyone.
Come back here. You can't run from your fate.
Yeah.
See you later, Dr. Doom.
Wrong universe, Al.
I hope this won't mean you'll be leaving me a one-star rating.
Hold on, guys. We're gonna jump the fence in 3, 2, 1.
Hey, look! The rivers of America!
Oh, and Fowler's Harbor!
It's happening! We're heading back into New Orleans Square!
But wait! Our ghost horse has vanished at the fence line! We're flying through the air in a doomed buggy!
Brace yourselves, everyone! It's gonna be a bumpy landing! Wow. Is everyone okay?
I think so.
Yeah.
That was one crazy Christmas.
I'll say.
And look. There's no snow to be found.
It must have all been an elaborate illusion designed to draw us into the mansion.
Hey, what matters now is that we're free. Free to get to that audition.
Free to give my kids that perfect Christmas cuddle.
And free to share a churro cocoa with my two sweet boys. Well, hey, wait a second. Annie, did you say kids?
As in plural?
As in more than one?
I did. Guys, I'm pregnant again.
What?
Hey,
what?
All right.
Congratulations, Annie.
Annie, why didn't you tell us sooner?
Well, why do you guys think I had us all meet together in the park like this in the first place? I was gonna share the happiest news in the happiest place on Earth.
That's brilliant.
But this little haunted holiday extravaganza kind of got in the way of that big announcement.
Well, now I'm even more glad we made it out of there.
Here, here. But guys, it's getting late.
Yeah. Hey, our families are waiting at Goofy's Kitchen for a backside of water family Christmas Eve fest.
And they'll all be over the moon with your news, Annie.
Well, what are we doing standing here? Let's get to Goofy's Kitchen.
Merry Christmas, you guys.
Merry Christmas, Annie.
From the backside of Water Crew, we want to wish you a very happy and blessed holiday season. Listeners like you are the best present we could ever ask for, and it's through your unending support that this show is possible. As we do every year, we'll be taking the months of December and January off to spend time with our families and recuperate from a year of Disney history exploration. But we will be back in February to finish our journey through Tomorrowland, galaxies far, far away, and beyond. Thanks again, y'all. Happy holidays.